We interrupt our special coverage now of government shutdowns, continuing resolutions, and we're going to take a look at something which was outlined yesterday, which is actually a very long-term and far-reaching policy proposal for next year's budget.
That's separate from the argument over this year's budget.
Yeah, assuming the government continues to operate and life as we know it goes on, the budget chairman, the House Budget Committee chairman, Congressman Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin, yesterday outlined a very sweeping and far-reaching plan to reform entitlements and save a whole lot of money. Listen.
We propose to cut $6.2 trillion in spending over the next 10 years from the president's budget. We reduce the debt as a percent of the economy. We put the nation on the path to actually pay off our national debt.
It's dollar numbers, but what he's really talking about is changing fundamentally the way Medicare and Medicaid are administered, two of the biggest programs in Washington. Joining us now to talk about what this might mean is Theda Skocpol, who's the professor of government and sociology at Harvard University, who often joins us on healthcare issues. Theda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And, of course, we can't do anything on this without inviting Todd Zwillick back onto the program, Takeaway Washington correspondent, live in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, Theda, first of all, the Ryan proposal to change the way we do business in Medicare and Medicaid, let's contrast the significance of what he's talking about here with the, you know, more than year-long debate over Obamacare, healthcare reform that we've just been through. Which program changes things more significantly, what we've already heard about or this new proposal?
The Ryan proposal is one of the most radical proposals to be put on the table in Washington, D.C. in a very, very long time. And I think it's important to be clear that where Medicare for the elderly and Medicaid for the poor and many elderly middle-class people who end up in nursing homes, where those policies are concerned, it's not reform he's proposing. After 10 years, they would be eliminated as we know them. And in the case of Medicare, ironically, private insurance companies would be handed most of the public dollars that now go directly to doctors and hospitals to care for retired people.
And Theda Skocpol, professor of government and sociology at Harvard University, outlining the Paul Ryan, a Republican chairman of the House Budget Committee, proposal to save more than $6 trillion. Well, saving $6 trillion is undoubtedly popular on Capitol Hill these days, Todd Zwillick. But is this a serious proposal? And if I'm listening this morning, how does it affect me?
It's dead serious, John, because this proposal really seeks to transform the way Americans interact with their government, because that government would be shrinking. First of all, on Medicare, like Theda says, it is revolutionary. Basically, what this would say is instead of knowing exactly what's covered under Medicare, all your health care, eventually you would get a certain amount of money to pay premiums, and then whatever you can buy with that is what you get. It's changing from a guaranteed benefit to a guaranteed contribution. You know how much money you're going to get. You don't know exactly what you're going to get for that money. The same sort of works with Medicaid. Now, more than 50 million people rely on Medicaid now. What Ryan is proposing, instead of Washington sharing the cost of Medicaid with the states as they do now, send a block grant. Again, defined amount of money. Here's your money, Texas. Get with it what you can. If costs go up or the number of unemployed go up or their number of poor, they're going to have to cut benefits or cut the number of people they cover because they only have a certain amount of money coming in. So in those two areas, absolutely. Taxes, cap the to top rates at 25% for the top earners in America. Tax rates right now are about 29%. That would go down to 25% forever under Ryan's proposal, and they want to broaden the tax base to keep taxes low at the top. They think that that creates jobs elsewhere. And John, finally, we also have to mention deficits. You know, Republicans say these choices do have pain, but it's not pain for pain's sake. They say deficit improvement, lowering the debt by $4 trillion has value to the economy, creates more jobs, creates more lending, and that's better for everybody. That's the theory at work here, that deficits matter.
But Theda, let's go in a little further into deficits matter, because unless my math is incorrect, this plan coming from Ryan and the GOP would actually still leave a budget deficit next year of almost $1 trillion, and it would take almost 30 years to get rid of the deficit entirely. So,
and it probably doesn't get rid of the deficit at all. We already know that the CBO's, the Congressional Budget Office preliminary analysis of this is that it'll increase the deficit over 10 years and that any deficit reduction after that would come from shifting massive costs onto older people to try to buy coverage. And insurance companies don't really care for older people who get sick and increase and need more and more care.
So what you're
really
saying there, just to hold on just for a second, Theta, so that what you're saying there is that the market assumptions in this plan aren't going to produce the savings. So even though they can say that the market might do this, it's not actually going to deliver on that promise.
Well, the other thing that's become clear over the last day is that Representative Ryan is not using neutral cost and growth projections. He's relying on the same right-wing think tank, the Heritage Foundation, that predicted that George Bush's policies would leave us with no deficit and rapid job growth when the opposite happened. Ryan's assumptions are incredibly rosy.
And the assumptions, of course, also depend on which party or which think tank you're allied with. The Theda Skocpol is professor of government and sociology at Harvard University. Todd Zwillich, you know, $6.2 trillion in savings. Questionable assumptions if you take Theda Skocpol's argument there. But there is something refreshing, and the markets have reacted to this already, of Washington seriously dealing with the entitlement issues.
There is consensus in Washington, John, that deficits are out of control. Ask Republicans or Democrats whether something needs to be done about this problem. They all say yes. The one thing that the markets love about Paul Ryan right now, he's put something on the table. The president has it. There will be a proposal coming from the Senate. Nobody's seen it yet. The president is hanging back to see what the playing field looks like before he gets involved.
Right.
So Ryan's out in front.
All right, back to our special coverage of the government shutdown, Todd Zwillich. Where does that stand right now?
It's looking a little bit worse and worse each day. Series of meetings yesterday, John. They were talking about cutting $33 billion before. That seems to have moved now. John Boehner says he wants $40 billion in cuts to satisfy conservatives on his right. Harry Reid has said no. He said we've done as much as we can.
And that's for current spending. The Ryan proposal
right
is
now.
For future spending.
Yep.
It's very hard to keep track of it. Todd Zwillich, thanks. As always, Takeaway Washington correspondent. And Theda Skocpol, thanks to you, professor of government and sociology at Harvard University, looking at GOP health. Well, maybe it's not reform, but it certainly is change. Thanks a lot.